بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique whose perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will have the class of the Arabic, and inshallah we will start first by mentioning about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll have 10 minutes just to remind ourselves about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, so that Alhamdulillah, again sisters, we must remind ourselves every day in the morning when you wake up. You must remind yourself that you are living in this life in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever problem you have or hardship or trial in your life, you must have it in the side of your spirit. You must put it in the margin of your spirit and not to concentrate mainly on the hardship and trial and to forget about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, this is the attitude of most of the Muslims, especially nowadays, because most of the Muslims, especially nowadays, are far away from the spirit of the Quran. And when you live your life far away from the spirit of the Quran, you will always be under the control of the shaitan. And the shaitan always is after the mankind, as he clarified to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, وَلَا تَجِدْ أَكْثَرْهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Mainly, they will not be unthankful to you. How the human being can be unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the shaitan will direct the human being to concentrate on the hardship, to concentrate on the distress, to concentrate on the trials, and to forget about the blessings. So when I wake up in the morning, just I have in my mind only that, Mona, you have problem so and so. Mona, you have this difficult time so and so. Mona, today you will have this hardship so and so. This is the shaitan. The shaitan is trying with every one of us only to concentrate on the trials, so I will forget about the blessings. I will forget that today I wake up and I have the power to see. I have my vision, and there are many people, they don't have vision. I have the power to hear, many people they can't hear. I have, alhamdulillah, the power to move and to come to the masjid and to have good reward. There are many people whom they are paralyzed and they are on bed for years and years. So it is the shaitan who is trying with every Muslim, with every human being, to deviate him and her from the living inside the feeling of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the attitude of the believer who is living with the Quran all the time, who is believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, that I must live my life mainly feeling and that I must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because, oh Allah, I am having a lot of blessings. All the blessings in my life and in the life of every human being is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, because all the mercy on the earth is out of the mercy of the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must have this feeling and this belief inside my spirit. And every Muslim who is living the Quran, who the Quran is clear in her spirit and in his spirit, must be all the time having your spirit in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone will call me in the morning, Mona, how are you today? For example, my sister was calling me a long distance call. Mona, how are you today? What about the problem of so and so and the problem of so and so? I tell her, no, my sister. All praise to Allah. I am living my life in the mercy of Allah. I have a lot of blessings. That problem and this problem, they are the hardship of the life. This is the law of life. In our life, there is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is controlling our life. Life is a test. What is the meaning of life is a test? This means that everyone will be exposed to hardship and trials in order to prove the reality of the belief. So that those whom they deserve paradise, they will be in the paradise out of their belief in Allah and good deeds and patience in the hardship. Those whom they will be in the hellfire, they deserve the hellfire because they don't believe, they were not patient, they were always angry with the divine decree. Whoever is angry with the divine decree is not a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must remind myself, Mona, wake up. Mona, don't be like the other Muslims, whom they only concentrate on the hardship. They completely forget about the blessings. This is not the attitude of the true believer. The attitude of the true believer is that my spirit is full with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a hardship, yes, on the margin of my spirit, part of the test of the worldly life. This is the law of the worldly life. So what is the problem for the hardship? There is no problem for me. I am not living the hardship. All praise to Allah. I am living the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long the believer is living in the area of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your spirit will be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the feeling that Allah is the most merciful. So I will be all the time content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my situation better, having the trust that only Allah can solve my problem. And so long I am in good relation with Allah through, number one, obeying the commands of Allah, believing in the oneness of Allah, only complaining to Allah, only asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the relief. I never ask a human being, I never look for the help from the human being. From the spirit of my heart, from the depth of my heart, I believe that the only one I believe, and this is the only reality in life, my sister. This is the law of the Quran, which is the cure and the healing for the spirits, for those whom Allah guides them to know the truth of the worldly life. The truth of the worldly life is that it is a test. In that test, there are hardships and trials. The only one who would save you and give you an outlet is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must believe in this reality, and I must live this reality while I am living in the area of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. The more I clarify to Allah that I am content with His decree, that I am thankful for His blessings, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower me with His mercy. But as most of the Muslims are living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angry with His decree, not happy with their life, not accepting what is going on in their life, never, it will be never for them that Allah will change their situation, and their supplication will never be answered. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put some reasons for the supplications to be answered. Number one, I must believe that whatever Allah decreed for me is good for me. Even the illness is good for me. Even the hardship is good for me. The stress is good for me. Why? Because this will make you to know the reality of the worldly life. Life is a test. You will not be living a dream. You will not be living away from the reality. And all the time, actually, you must know that those whom they are under the impression that life is fun and life is only happiness, they are those whom they are under the psychological treatment all the time. Because they can't face the reality. They can't. They can't be realistic. Whenever they have any hardship, they collapse totally. Why? Because I was under the impression that life is fun. Life is not fun. Life is not fun. Life is a test. This is the rules of the Quran. But in that test, you are not alone. You are with the one who can change everything by one word. Be. When Allah say be, it will be. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His command to change your situation in the proper time. The proper time is not up to you or to me. The proper time is up to the one who knows everything. Allah knows what is the best time for Mona, for her problem to be solved. Oh Allah, but it is too much for me. No Mona, it is not too much for you. Because Allah knows and you Mona don't know anything. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide that this is the time for your problem to be solved, this will be the time. Before it, by 1 second, if all the life will try to solve your problem 1 second before the time decreed by Allah, they will not be able. Why? Simple question, simple answer, because the only power in Allah, in the life is Allah, and the only will in life is Allah. So I am living my life according to the will of Allah. So I am supposed to be thankful to Allah or unthankful to Allah, as most of the Muslims are living. I must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next question, is Allah in need of our thanks? Never, ever. When you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the one to have calm spirit. You will be the one to have peace inside your spirit. You will be the one to have patience until, inshallah, Allah will solve your problem. So you will be the winner. When you are thankful to Allah, you are the winner. When you are unthankful to Allah, as most of the Muslims are, very upset with Allah's decree, very angry with what is going on in your life, you will be living actually very difficult feeling. You will be always upset and you will be sad and you will have worry and you will actually you will have psychological problems. Your psychological problems will affect your body. So you will start to have psychomotor illnesses. You will start to have continuous headache, severe back pain, severe abdominal pain. My leg, I can't move it. I have numbness in my hand all the time. You know, I can't see anyone. I want to be away from the people. All of these psychological problems and also body problems, they are all because you are not thankful to the one who is showering you with His blessings. Just ask yourself, who is the one giving me the vision, giving me the hearing, giving me the power to walk? I mentioned a story before in one of the classes. On the Day of Judgment, one man who was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years, day and night. And on the Day of Judgment, he said to Allah, "Oh Allah, I want to be in the paradise out of my worship." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, "Your vision is equal to 500 years of worshipping me." You see, sisters, who is evaluating the power of vision with 500 years of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every one of us is living the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. I must have vision, and I must hear, and I must talk, and I must walk, and I must have wealth, and I must have provision, and I must have kids, and they must be healthy, and they must be guided. Who tell you must? There is no must with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No must. You don't have anything to call on, to say to Allah, "Oh Allah, you must." Because, sisters, we don't know the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, sisters, we are away from the source of the mercy and the cure in our life, which is the most merciful send it to us in our life, the Quran. The more you live with the Quran, with your spirit, the more you feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are confident that whatever Allah decreed for me is good for me. Oh, Mona, but it is difficult. Yes, it must be difficult. The more difficult, the more reward. I am living my life to have the reward. So no problem for me. So long as I am close to Allah, Allah is showering me with His mercy, I love Allah, and inshallah Allah loves me because I obey Him and I try to be patient with His decree and I am trying to be a good believer. All praise to Allah. But Mona, you still have problems. Yes, I still have problems and I will still have problems until the minute of my death because life is a test full of hardship. This is not my problem in my life. My problem with my life is to be thankful to Allah all the time, to live all my time in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah, all praise to Allah, all praise to Allah. When you say from the depths of your heart, not from your mouth, no, from the depths of your heart, all praise to Allah, your psychological condition will be up to the heaven. You will be the best of the people on the earth having a psychological condition. In spite of the fact, maybe you are the one whom you have the most difficult test in the life. No problem. I am not living the test because I will not be the one to find the outlet. I am living the blessings of the one, the most merciful, whom inshallah will give me the outlet. Subhanallah. Or you study the Quran in the area of distress, okay, the more you reach one conclusion. This conclusion is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to look for Him to get you the outlet from your problem. Try, sisters, as you can. If you want to prove to yourself and to Allah that you are a true believer and that Allah loves you, try gradually to forget asking people for any solution in your life. Ever, never. Tell to yourself, with this problem which I have it nowadays, I will start a new strategy in my life. For that problem, from today, I will never ask any human being. Even if I am sure that, for example, Daniel or Nora or any Muhiba, they are the ones whom they can give the job, for example, to my son, I will not ask them.
Why?
Because I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I want to have a strategy in my life. For my problem today, I have my dearest sister to solve the problem from outside. They are the means. But suppose I have another problem, which when I look around, I can't find anyone to solve it for me. Whom I will ask? Suppose now I am married for 10 years and I don't have kids. And I tried with the doctors and they tell me, Allah knows, or whatever. They can't. What I will do at that time? Whom I will call? So basically, I have to change my strategy. This is what you learn from the Quran. And inshallah, I will clarify this in many classes, you know, in my classes about cure and heal in the Quran. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are means in the life which Allah make it, you know, the sources to solve your problem. Allah will make the means to move from His command. When He will say to the means, be. They will move. Okay, so suppose now I have my daughter and I want my son to work and I know that Nora own a company or Muhiba own a company, I will not tell them. Then Allah subhanahu, I will keep on doing dua to Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Just to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to move. And one of them one day will come and tell me, we are looking for someone to work here in my company, Mona. And I was telling to many people if they know anyone. So I will tell her, alhamdulillah, my son maybe, inshallah, is the one. I didn't tell her. She was the one to talk to me or to ask me or to inform me. This means that it is done. The bee is working now. This is the bee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We Muslims must believe in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is sending this message many times. Inshallah, I will clarify the verses of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran, which is related to that rule in life. None will save you from your problem except Allah. Have all your spirit connected in that belief. When someone will come and tell you, I will do for you, tell her, sister, do for yourself. Jazakillahu khayr. I am living with only calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of everything. He owns you and he owns your company. And nothing will be changed in life except by his command. I will call on the one who has the word be. I have full trust in him. This is how the believer has to live any hardship, trial, problem, event in the life. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we believers actually support each other to believe in this direction, Muslims will be the best people on the earth. But we are living the opposite direction. When I tell to one sister, call on Allah, she will tell me, and why not to call on the people? Because most of the people are calling on the people. I will tell her, and most of the people are astray. Most of the people are lost. Most of the people are losers, to tell you the truth. Most of the people on the earth are losers. But this reality, you know, if it is not clear for them now, it will be so clear very soon. Okay? So for the sake of Allah, sisters, if you want to prove to yourself that Allah loves you, and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have all your trust and have your reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone will tell you, this is too dangerous attitude in life. Mm-hmm. Tell her, save yourself. Mm-hmm. Go and show us how you save yourself. And call on the people. Where are the hearts to call on them? Where is the mercy between the people? Where is the love? Where is the support? Where is the care? Who is caring for anyone nowadays? Too bad. Too bad. It is more better and more healthy for the spirit only to call on Allah and never to call on anyone. Never to call on the people. This is how you will have a healthy spirit. Alhamdulillah. But still you are in a problem. Yes, I have a problem. I have big problem. I have a lot of problem. But I will never call on the human being. Never. Alhamdulillah. When you prove this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute you prove this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute your problem will be solved, inshallah. At least it is solved psychologically inside yourself. I don't care for anything. I only care that I am living in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Mona, how your situation, this difficult situation you are living, will be changed? Number one, it is not difficult. Because life is hardship. Number two, I am never concentrating on the negative or on the hardship. I put it on the margin, on the side of my spirit. All praise to Allah. I am living the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am rewarded for my patience. And this is the most important in the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, those who they are patient, Allah will reward them with no limits. And I am a believer that worldly life is a deceiving enjoyment. And I am looking for the reward. Being patient day and night, this means that my reward is increasing day and night. All praise to Allah. At the same time, I put the hardship aside because maybe this is good for me. If Allah decreed it for me, it is good for me. I don't understand it because I don't know. Allah knows. The one whom I love, I know. And I am sure that whatever Allah decree for me is good for me. I am patient. I am accepting. I am content. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.